Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, a reader was very kind. They wrote to me and inquired very politely, I must say, had I missed it? Well, I had, and thank you. I knew it would be a good read. It's from the Institute of Fiscal Studies, and they don't mess about. Their stuff is as accurate as Luke Littler on a nine-dart finish. Its arrival coincided with an article on BBC News, more of which in a moment. First, the report, and I linked to it in the letter this morning. It's called Maternity and the Labour Supply of NHS Doctors and Nurses. In summary, it says more than three quarters of all NHS employees and 90% of registered nurses and midwives in England are women. 48% of all doctors and dentists are women. The rise to more and that those numbers rise to more than half for the under 50s, and the majority of these women will become mothers during their careers. And over a 6-year period of the study, more than 17% of female nurses and midwives and doctors and dentists under the age of 50 were on maternity leave at any one point in time. You get the picture. But there's more. Within a given year, the reduction in hours of work due to female staff being on maternity leave or working reduced hours after their return from maternity leave is similar to the fall in labour supply from the non-retention of women. That's people leaving early. Ouch, these aren't good numbers, are they? And that takes me to the news item. The BBC reported the availability of places at nurseries and childminders has worsened for preschool children across all age groups in Great Britain, and fewer than one out of three councils have enough spaces for children under two, and it's down from 42% last year. And I link to the full report and the BBC report. Now, it wouldn't take a genius to link the stories. You add two and two and you get the need for workplace creche in the NHS. Now, in 2002, Hansard reported the government made over £70 million available for the NHS childcare strategy to develop an additional 150 on-site nursery schemes by 2004. And it said in the report, we expect all new build hospitals to include an on-site nursery in its plans. 2 years later, that's 2004, NHS Digital surveyed 571 NHS organisations. Now, the results are worth a look, but there are four standouts that I'll recite here this morning. Over half of the organisations surveyed provided nursery places for their staff. Of these, over three quarters subsidised their nursery places in some way. Nearly 70% of the nurseries were open for 11 hours or more on weekdays, but only 4% were open during the weekends, which is not good in the NHS. And two-thirds of organisations gave staff the opportunity to purchase childcare vouchers, which allows staff to save on tax and national insurance contributions. Yep, well, I know that was 20 years ago, helping mums and no doubt a few dads to undertake full-time equivalent working and be sure their kids are okay. Well, what's the situation today? Well, workplace childcare is tax and national insurance free, and that's good. What about the numbers? Well, dunno. I mean, maybe you do. In 20 years, there's been a lot of water under the bridge. So what about the big brains of the Institute of Fiscal Study and their report? Now, you won't believe this. Prepare for a surprise. No, prepare for a shock. Incomprehensibly, they report more nursery places are not associated with higher average full-time equivalent working for mothers. In fact, looking at variation in what is approximately the top half observations, that's more than 400 places across all sites, more places are associated with lower average hours. Well, figure that out. Something to do with women choosing to work fewer hours when they become a mum, maybe, I don't know. But maybe there's more about how women are welcomed back, how they're kept up to date whilst they're away, help to catch up, changes in practice, personnel, regulation. Somehow, a career drifts into becoming a job. Does this tell us something about the NHS as an employer? There's more to employment than filling a shift. Creating a sense of ownership, security, pride, and belonging. Doing the good stuff like information sharing, involving people in what's going on and in the reality that they recognize and understand. Giving people authority and responsibility, making okay for decisions when they make decisions and when they do, support them. Training and development. Individuals have to pay the full price for skills enhancement, which is in the interest of the employer as much as it is the individual. Understanding risk and how to avoid it rather than cover it up. A mutual understanding of what good looks like and how the organization can achieve it. Recognizing and celebrating success. It's a huge motivator. There's nothing like success to create success. Ownership. Make the phrase, it's our NHS, a reality, so that when the question is asked, why do you want to work here and why have you come back? The answer is, because I want to. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again, well, who knows, real soon. Bye-bye now.